Okay, in this one we're going to make a navigation bar. We're going to make it completely from scratch, so there's no files you need to download. First thing we're going to do is create a new Flash document using the new document command. So go up there, hit new, and select Flash document here. Hit OK, and we get a brand new Flash document. The first thing we want to change is the size. We want to make the size 525 by 75 pixels. You can give it a title if you want. I am not going to, not right now at least. What we need to do first is grab our rectangle tool here and just draw a rectangle on the stage, and we need to resize it to 525 by 75. That's the exact size of our stage, and we want to set the X and the Y points here, which are the other two boxes, to 0. We'll set both of them to 0 because that sets it exact center of the stage. And what we need to do now is convert this to a symbol. We're going to convert it to a movie clip symbol, but we're going to set the registration to the top left-hand corner. So just select the top left-hand corner of this grid-looking thing, and name this movie clip master, but name it underscore master, actually. I like to name my master movie clips underscore, just because they always sit at the top of my library then. So hit OK, double-click into this, and just delete that rectangle we just created. Rename your layer BTN base, because that's going to be the base of our button here. Create a rectangle and make the size, set the width down here to 100 and the height to 25. Don't worry about the X and the Y quite yet. Now we need to give this a gradient. We're just going to give it the plain black and white. Grab the gradient transform tool and rotate the gradient. If you move over that circle there in the top right hand corner, it'll allow you to rotate it. Rotate it until it's straight up and down, but make sure you rotate it so the white is at the top. Just like that. And now stretch it out pretty far. Okay. And drag that center point. Okay, you can see I just grabbed that center point there. Let me zoom in some. Grab that dot there. That's your center point. You want to drag it down until you get a nice light box there. Kind of like this. A little further. I'm going to zoom out just so I can get it. Just about to right there. Just till it's almost right over the box. Just slightly over the box. Now we're going to select that button, and we're going to come up here to modify, and we're going to convert it to a symbol. We're going to convert it to a button symbol. We're going to call it BTN base, because it's going to be the basis of all of our buttons. I could call it BTN default, because it's going to be like our template. Set the registration to the very center dot. Hit OK. You can see we have two symbols in our library. Now, double-click on that. We are now inside of this button symbol. And if you've never been inside of a button symbol before, they're different than both graphic and movie symbols in the fact that they have these four primary frames, which are over, up, down, and hit. And they're more commonly referred to as states, the up state, the over state, the down state, or the hit area, you would call that. So we're going to rename this first layer, excuse me, base, because that's the base of our button. We're going to create a new layer and name it stroke. Come back here to the base layer, grab the ink bottle tool because we want to add a stroke to this, and we're going to give it this light gray stroke here, okay? Almost the lightest gray there is. Just like that. We're going to zoom in some. Now, if you look, the stroke is on the layer with the base. We don't want that. So double-click the stroke, right-click on it, and hit cut. Whoops, I didn't select the whole stroke. Make sure you double-click that stroke. There we go. Hit cut. Now come up here to the stroke layer. Come up here to edit and hit paste in place. That's going to paste it in the same exact place you cut it from. Okay, so there we go. We have it right back in place. Perfect. Now, select the top piece. Just click it once, and you'll just select that segment of the stroke. And hold down shift and hit the up arrow key twice. Okay, that's going to move that stroke away from the base just a little bit. Select the bottom stroke and hold down shift and move that down twice. Now, select both the end points, or the end pieces, just delete them. Now, what we want to do is create a new layer. We're going to call this one text. And we're going to create a text box on this layer. We want this text to be this darkness. It's 6 9s is the hex code. No stroke, although it doesn't really apply, I don't think. And name this home. grab your align palette and align it to the vertical and horizontal centers. This is why we set the registration point of this button to the center, so we can align the text perfectly. Now, let's look at the settings I have for the text. I have an Arial font. I've got the letter spacing set to 3, the size set to 10, the color is at 999999, and it's neither bold nor italics, and it's center aligned. Okay? So, that's what we want for our text. Now, what we want to do is create a hit area. And this is where it's going to be kind of weird for those of you that know how buttons work from Image Ready or places like that where you just have over and down states. The hit area is the area that when the user rolls over it, the button is activated. Okay, the button goes into the over state when you roll over the hit area, or the button goes to the down state when you click the hit area. So, just as a quick example, I could have my hit area for this button all the way over here if I wanted. And when I rolled over that, the button over here would be affected. We're not going to do that though, because that's not how navigation bars work. So, grab your rectangle tool, create another rectangle. We're going to resize it here using the width and height options here. We're going to resize to 95 pixels width and 35 height. We're going to set it about right there in the middle of that button. Now, the reason I didn't make it 100 wide is because I want there to be a little bit of a buffer on the edge of the buttons so you're not accidentally clicking the wrong button when you go to hit, say, home. You don't accidentally hit the button next to it or vice versa. So, grab that. Oh, wait. First, actually, select that and convert it to a symbol. A movie clip. Registration doesn't matter. Just name it hit area so we know what it is. And we convert it to a symbol so we could just lower the alpha to 0 so we wouldn't see it. Now, grab that frame and just drag it over to hit. And that's it. That just sits there just like that. So, what we need to do now is grab our base layer, hold down Alt or Option, and click and drag. You just drag a copy of it to over, and click and drag a copy to down. Now, in the over state, we're going to select it. Delete them real quick. What we need to do is convert the base to a symbol first. If we don't convert to a symbol before distributing it on keyframes like that, we have to go to each keyframe and convert it to a symbol. Not a fun thing. Just name it movie clip, and we're going to name this BTN base MC, because it's actually a movie clip. Now, distribute it across those two keyframes. Select the over keyframe, come down here to color options, hit brightness, and we're going to make it -3. You're going to see it darkens it just slightly, and then on the down state, we're going to go to brightness, and we're going to make it -7, and that darkens it just a little more. Now, we're going to come here to stroke, and we're going to spread these over and down layers. We don't want to convert this to a symbol because we're actually going to edit this artwork. Grab the polystar tool. It's underneath the rectangle tool there. Click and hold on the rectangle button, and menu will pop out. Come over here to options and set your sides to 3. Number of sides to 3. Hold down the shift key and just pull down. And what you get is a perfect triangle, because that's what a polygon with 3 sides is. It's actually not a polygon. It's a triangle. That's way too big. We want these to be pretty small. So we're going to hit the free transform hotkey, which is Q. Or you can just come up here and select free transform tool. Hold down Shift and Alt, or Shift and Option, and resize to be pretty small. And we're going to bring it up there near the top, just so it's touching the stroke there. And we're going to align it to the center, just like that. So it's lined up straight over the center. And now we're going to hit Edit, Copy, Edit, Paste in Place. And we're going to use our Move tool, which is the selection tool here, and just move it down a little bit. Now we're going to come down to Transform, Flip Vertical. Finish moving it down until it's touching that stroke, and just like that. Although, I want to make these a bit smaller yet. Hold down the Shift and the Alt keys and make them even smaller. More like that. Just so when they're touching the stroke, I don't want them touching the button, because we're going to have them move to touch the button on the down state. So copy this, paste it in place. Hotkey for pasting in place is Command or Control Shift V. Let's go back to Transform, which is under the Modify menu here. Modify, Transform, Flip Vertical. Just that right down, just like that. Shift that one up just a tiny bit. Okay, now we're going to select. Oops, no, we don't want to shift that up because we messed up the stroke like that. Hold down Shift and select both of, select both of those little triangles and copy them. Come over to the down state, Command Shift or Control Shift V to paste them right in place. And we're just going to move them down so they're just touching that button, just like that. So now if we publish this movie using Command or Control Enter, you can see when I roll over, the text goes away because we haven't moved the text out into the over and down states yet. And when I click, those little arrows almost pierce into the button. That's exactly what I wanted. We're going to hold down the Alt or the Option key and drag the text frames over. I'm going to lock up the stroke and the base layer just so I don't mess with them. Actually, I'm going to delete the down state for text, and I'll show you why. And the reason is because the text is not going to change between the over and the down states, so we really don't need a down state, except for the fact that when you click, it'll disappear. So we're going to make the changes here, and then we'll just copy it right over to down. Should be a little bit easier and faster. Make this bold, and we're also going to make it a little bit darker. So just the gray that's right above the gray we just had selected. Now hold Alt or Option and drag it right over to down. Now if we publish the movie, you're going to see when we roll over we have text, and when we click we have our text. So that's it for making your first button. Double click out of it, go back to the master movie clip there, and delete this button. Just get rid of it. Rename this layer to Home and create three new layers. Name this one Tutorials. Name this one Downloads. I name this one Contact. Now for the Home layer, we're going to grab our library and we're going to drag out Button Default. Now, we want to do a couple things here, one of which is come up to Modify and duplicate this symbol. We're duplicating the symbol because if you know how symbols work, you know that when you edit one symbol, you edit every other instance of that symbol that you've placed on the stage. The way you avoid this is by duplicating symbols. So if I take two of these symbols out of the library and edit one, the other one edits. But if I duplicate this one and edit it, it will not affect the other one. So that's exactly what we want to do here. We're going to name this BTN Home. And we don't need to do any editing to this one because it says Home, and that's what we want our first button to say. But one quick thing we're going to do is, remember, we set this master movie clip alignment to the left edge, and we did that because I want to align this button using Align Left Edge, and it's going to put it right up against that edge, just like that. Now, we're going to hold down the Alt key, and we're going to drag that frame right up to Tutorials. We're going to lock up the Home layer. Now, if we select the Tutorials button, we can see that our X is set at 0. Now, that's the X being this very edge. Now, if you remember, these buttons are 100 pixels wide, or we can just look right there next to it in the width box and see that they're 100 pixels. So if we set our X to 100, it's going to move that out and place it exactly where it needs to be, right next to that button. Now, don't forget, go up to Symbol, Duplicate Symbol, and we're going to duplicate the symbol because we need to go in and edit this one. We're going to name this one Tutorials, and we need to go in and edit this one and change the text to Tutorials. It's in all caps, by the way. And then come over to this one and edit this as well. Whoops. And the reason, well, I'll tell you in just a second. Copy it from there, and we can paste it in here. And the reason I didn't copy it from here in the first place is because Flash copies all of the style and everything, the color, the text, and everything. So I just didn't want to have to, you know, redo all of what I did here on this text. It's just faster to type it twice when it's just one word like this. And if you have to copy it a second time, copy it a second time, which saves a little bit of time as well. So, lock up the Tutorials layer, hold down Alt or Option, and drag it right up onto Downloads layer. So, we now have our Downloads button. Select that, and once again, adjust the X-axis to 200 now. You're going to see it moves it right over. So now we have three buttons on the stage. Don't forget to duplicate the symbol. You can set a hotkey for the symbol. Mine's Control-Shift-Alt-D. That is not default, neither is the swap symbol one. But it's a good idea to set this as a hotkey because it's something you're going to use quite a bit. So with that said, I'm still going to do it through the Modify menu. So for those of you that do not have it as a hotkey, you can follow along with relative ease. I'm going to say Button Downloads. We're going to go in and edit this. Let's see if I've got room here for the word Downloads. Barely. Oops, Downloads, and we can copy it from this one if you recall, just like that. Okay, lock that layer up, hold down Alt or Option, and drag it up to the Contact layer. Select it, edit the X-axis here, set that to 300, and there we go, we've got an exact copy. Whoops, undo. Come here to modify, symbol, duplicate that symbol, and this one we're going to name BTN contact. Come into here, edit the text. Just like that. Edit this text. Just like that, we can copy this text. Command or Control C. And just like that, we've thrown together a quick navigation bar, but that's not it. Let's just quickly publish this and check out what we've got. We've got all these buttons, okay, they all work, but they don't go anywhere. So let's make them go somewhere, but before we do that, we've got all this open space here. We need to put something there. So we're just going to extend the navigation bar out. I'll show you how we're going to do that. Create a new layer and name it Filler. Just like that. Now hold down the Alt or the Option key and drag that contact button right up onto Filler's layer. Now we can select that contact button and edit the x-axis once more. Set that to 400 so it moves itself right over. Now duplicate this symbol, go up to modify, symbol, duplicate symbol. And this is not going to be a button, so we're going to name this Filler. Just Filler. And we're going to change this from being a button to a movie clip. And we're going to do that over here in the library as well. So right-click on Filler, hit Type, Movie Clip. So then if we have to drag out any more of them for any reason, we can, and they will be movie clips. Now, you can see that what's happened up here is all of those states have just been converted to keyframes. So, first thing we can do is delete the hit area and the text layer. Delete them. And we can delete these last four frames here. Two frames on each layer is what it is, four frames total. Just hit right-click, remove frames. So we just have these two frames left. So there's nothing going on with these. And just hit Q for your free transform tool. Hold down the Alt key, so you're only pulling one side of it. And just pull it right out to the edge of the stage. And there you go. We've just filled that area, and you can roll over it, and nothing happens. So that's good. Now, let's add some coding to these buttons so we can actually link them to a web page somewhere. We have to unlock all these button layers in order to do that. Now, whenever you code something onto a button, make sure that you select the button, okay? One of the most frustrating things is when you've coded something, you go to click the button and nothing happens and you're going crazy because you don't know why. You select your layer, open up the actions palette, you know, you check your syntax, everything appears to be in good order, nothing seems to be wrong. Well, here's what's wrong. When you code a button, you have to make sure you select the button, not that keyframe. A lot of people just select the keyframe and then later on realize they've got a problem. I know, I've gotten plenty of emails. So just make sure you select the button. And if you don't and something does go wrong, the first thing you want to look, or the first place you want to look is right up here. Right up here where it says actions. If it says actions frame, you've put all that button action script on a frame. Whereas watch, if I select the button, now actions button. Everything I type now is going to be on this button. That's what I want. So let's type in some coding. Let's say on release, close that up. Open curly bracket, close curly bracket. Let's just say get URL, open parenthesis, open quote, http://www.tutvid.com. Close those parentheses. Now hit comma, parenthesis again. And you could actually just leave it like this if it's going to be your navigation bar, because it's going to open each page inside of the same window, okay? But let's say you're linking to a page outside of your site. Here's what you want to do. I'm going to come back into here, put a comma there, space, use quotes, underscore, blank, okay? That opens it in a new window. If you've used HTML coding for any length of time, you probably know that linking things up, you type underscore self to open itself in the same window, or blank to open up a new window. And there are also other ones such as parent, and global. So, don't worry about that. We're just doing blank, keeping it simple. And that's it. So, we're going to grab this, we're going to right-click, copy it, and we're going to select the Tutorials button. We're going to paste it right over onto here, but we're going to go to tutvid.com/tutorials.html. Now the rest of the pages we're going to be doing are HTML pages, so I'm going to copy this one so I already have that .html in there. Come over to Downloads, whoops, and I'm going to paste it in there. And I'm just going to switch this to downloads. Make sure you type in your URLs properly. It always helps. Grab the contact button. Paste that in there. And contact.html, just like that. And we can test this here and see what happens. See if it works. Hit home. And you can see up pops the site. Or we can go to downloads if we want. And up pops the downloads page. So it's pretty safe to assume that the other ones work. Last thing I want to show you is, looking at this, it might look a little bland. You know, it's just gray. It doesn't look too bad. But we created it in gray for a very specific reason. Because this is one big movie clip, I can now tint it. Okay? I can tint it any color I want since I used gray. I can tint it a darker gray by using a color like black. Although I don't recommend you do that because you can see that there is a slight gap there. If I zoom in. Between these buttons. Of course, you know, that could add to the kind of separating look between the buttons, although it's kind of hard to see at 100%. Select it. Let's give this a... Oh, what should we give it? Let's do orange. Orange seems to be good, and raise the percent so we get more orange in there. And you can see, because the whole entire thing is tinted, we can just roll over, and everything is tinted this... weird yellow-orange color, okay? But that works. You can tint it blue if you want. You can do anything because we started out with gray as our base color, and we made it one big movie clip like that. Everything inside of it is tinted, so even the rollovers, you don't have to go in and manually change. So, that's it. You just made a basic navigation bar, learned how to hook up links within Flash, which is very helpful, and... learn the basics of using buttons and how you can use them. Hopefully you've understood how to use them, how you can use them in your own projects. And thanks for watching, and I hope you learned something from it. Hope you go check out the site, www.tutvid.com, and I'll see you around.